Before the August recess, the Senate Finance Committee discussed the current tax treatment of health care benefits. Mayor Agnes, could you tell us about that?
Economists appearing before the panel said that changing the current tax treatment of employer-sponsored health insurance, which is now excluded from employee income, could raise as much as $250 billion a year. The current system is also regressive, witnesses said, with about three-quarters of those dollars going to the top half of the income distribution. Now, while making such a change in the tax code could raise money to help provide health care coverage to millions of Americans without it, changing the current tax status of workplace health insurance could also cause major disruptions for the millions of Americans who receive health benefits through their jobs, witnesses told the panel.
What are some of the potential pitfalls of making such a change?
If the tax treatment of employee health insurance were changed, employers might stop offering health insurance, which could make it harder for sicker and older workers to purchase coverage if they have to do so on their own. In a group policy, premiums are often lower than if an individual had to purchase coverage on the individual market. At the same time, employers might shift what they pay for health insurance to workers in the form of higher wages, but there's no guarantee that would happen. And if employers did continue to offer health insurance, employees would be taxed on the value of those benefits.
Did witnesses offer ideas on how to change from the current tax system for health benefits?
They did. Their ideas included removing the exclusion gradually, requiring that insurers not be allowed to charge sicker people higher rates than healthy people for health insurance, and requiring all individuals to purchase coverage, which would keep both healthy and sick people in the healthcare system.
What are prospects for action on this idea, Mary Agnes?
Senate Finance Committee Chairman Max Baucus, a Democrat of Montana, said that any changes to the current tax subsidy must be done, in his words, carefully and deliberately, and that lawmakers must have a full understanding of the pros and cons of making such a move. But he also noted that the current health care system is unsustainable, and tax subsidies for health care, again in Baucus's words, stand at the intersection of health care and tax reform. To be sure, this idea is controversial, but it's also a huge pot of money that could be used to finance health care reform.
The House has passed legislation to give the FDA the power to regulate tobacco. Mary Agnes, can you tell us about that?
The bill would let the FDA regulate tobacco and nicotine levels, but not permit the agency to ban cigarettes or to force the elimination of nicotine from tobacco products. House sponsors of the bill also loosened some of the proposed restrictions on how stores could sell and advertise cigarettes. User fees levied on manufacturers and importers of tobacco products would fund the agency's new regulatory duties. The House passed the bill by a vote of 326 to 102, a margin that's large enough to override a threatened presidential veto.
When might the Senate consider the bill, Mary Agnes?
Senate proponents of the legislation are hoping that the chamber will vote on the bill in the fall, but the Senate's September schedule has not yet been decided. But it is clear that the measure will face opposition. Senator Michael Enzi, a Republican of Wyoming, who has opposed previous efforts to let the FDA regulate tobacco, has said that he will object to the measure, and Senate Republicans Orrin Hatch of Utah and Johnny Isaacson of Georgia have also expressed their opposition.
Mary Agnes, you mentioned earlier that the White House has threatened to veto the bill. Why?
Administration officials had said that the measure would undermine the FDA and potentially lead the public to mistakenly conclude that some tobacco products are safe. The White House says the bill would distract the FDA from its primary duties of drug and food safety, and the administration also objects to the proposed tax on cigarettes that would finance the bill.
A House panel recently took steps to increase the number of nurses allowed to enter the United States. What happened there?
The House Judiciary Subcommittee approved legislation that would provide 20,000 visas per year for 3 years specifically for nurses. The legislation also would authorize grants to U.S. nursing schools that would increase their enrollment and grants to create new nursing training programs. But there is some opposition to the measure, with lawmakers expressing concern that if nurses or high-tech workers or other sectors are given special visa treatment, that it will impede comprehensive immigration reform.
How much of a current nurse shortage do we have now?
The bill sponsor, Robert Wexler, a Democrat of Florida, said hospitals have more than 115,000 nursing vacancies, and the Department of Health and Human Services has said the nation will face a nursing shortage of more than 1 million nurses by 2020.
Thank you for your time, Mary Agnes Carey, for Congressional Quarterly.